卖出来，也有这个问题。And then from there we move on to the financial development elements of the development management and the process of the process of the process of the session. Now we come to the next slide, we go to the content that we have to do with the members and then let's talk to each of those content. And the first content that was raised was the email of our delegation and our communication with the negotiation of future classes. And there is also the consideration moving forward that some of the companies, including new members, shareholders, I think if I wrote some of the issues that we're talking about, the kind of moving forward around the issue of compliance, consequences, around the issue of the new funding. And then in our report, our viewers are talking about the implementation of the code. So the to ensure the interest of the policy and interest of the
Therefore, this is one thing that I think I can do is to get a new structure Now, that's going to be a Thank you very much. Perhaps let me allow for comment that the question is on the section to the Mr. Alcott, welcome to the overseas. There's a serious concern about this verification process. I mean, you say the costs must be borne by the private sector, but that's an unintended consequence. People have to do things and now they have to pay a lot of costs to comply with. And what is the what's that be the control as to who does verification? I mean, there was a report that the cost of verification was, you know, 15, 16, 17 thousand grand, which is a hell of a lot annually for a medium-sized operation. They might, you know, everybody was turned over 6 million and they're just sitting with, listen, who's going to, are you going to credit verifiers? How is this verification a working practice, or can there be self-verification? Are you going to say, this is what I've done? And I mean, surely then it must be, who's going to test it? We're creating a whole new layer of businesses who will be in the business of verification. Is the department going to accept somebody doing job? Must there be a, you know, somebody who's going to objectively verify your company's VE, or will you just submit your stuff to the department like you do in the revenue, putting your tax form? And you may be suspicious, then they're going to check you out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Alcott. We can take a rejoinder to that. Yeah.
Sana were going to be used for accredited accreditation groups. Last year, October, we finalized the process of working with Sana, and we went to all the provinces to engage with the technical for Sana. And we were very much happy to see that the reception of those standards by the market itself. So the reception is very much interesting. These are the standards that we can apply for standards, the PCI for standards, so then we reflect the steps to define. So what we are doing in October last year, we invited the position to apply for standards, so then we are accredited. And this we are sitting now almost around 50 applications for the fifth up to March this year by the SANA for the potential education agencies to be accredited. SANA now is in the process of visiting all those education agencies that have applied for them to be accredited. And we are very sure that there will be enough capacity to be able to support the market. But how much of that work we have done at the end of the department was to engage with the existing when we said that the year of capacity, and we invited them to be part and parcel of this process of the innovation. So, do you want to say we're waiting to go to the year part? This is the administration responsible for the audience. And we were, the process was to include them in the process of the verification. And we developed the standards because it's a point that even the auditors will be able to be accredited by standards for them to assist in the verification process. What is special means is that if you are a company and you are for the particular auditor who is doing your book on the year basis, one of the process for you is just request for the auditor to be able to assist you with the verification process. So in that respect, we think that we have addressed the issue of capacity and quite clearly. And that is quite encouraging to see the amount of information coming from the market to assist you with the verification process. Some of the questions you raised around the cost of the verification process, but we have done this assignment, we see again that all the exempted members of practice, which is all the agencies with our society media check over the really exempted from this process of being accredited. And that only for instance of course where you are saying there won't be any need for them to be to pay the decision to get the accredited. So we will only afford it a quality which is a force data. And we are saying that over and above the increase between thresholds of 5 million and 5 million, they are the choice to get only 4 out of 7 elements. But doing 4 elements means that the problem of doing the issue of costs, because there will be a reduction of costs, so the verification agency won't spend enough time evaluating all the elements. And that information we can use, we are engaging with verification in terms of understanding the cost structure. And cost structure is based on the amount of time we spend and on the amount of elements we are going to be verified. So if it's going to be 4 elements, then it's going to be 5 compared to the original threshold which we are going to verify. So when we move to the other threshold, which is the 5 million and beyond, obviously those are the institutions who said we are looking at the real financial model to be able to form the area of the code. So that's how we are addressing. And when it comes to another information about that, we have got research around a number of institutions operating in the economy, and we realize that when we exclude the implemented management practice, we are also excluding about 87% of the institutions operating in the market. That's the information we got from our colleagues from SAS. So we are saying that it's only a very small amount of companies which are really subjected to the whole range of verification process. So, and what we see now with the area out there is that there is a lot of interest in companies, private sector, coming to the space and helping us with the issue of verifying their community models.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Shall we continue with the next check?
Thank you again, Chair, for the opportunity. I think to you, the domain chairman of the paper. And as I was saying, I just want to share with you the broad principles that I have to organize. great friends of ours, and they can tell us for our measures. But I just want to give the fact that the important element really goes from the West Hungary Parliament starting the traditional Sahagas, not the measures of the economy itself. You will realize that what we are trying to do with the political element is to ensure that we provide the opportunity for members of black people to be able to buy shares in the economy, to be able to participate meaningfully in the economy. That is under what we are trying to do with the economy. We want to see a point wherein gradually black people can have the opportunity to participate in and we realize that what we are trying to do here at the central that we wish to make as a recommendation here is, and actually what we have done is a political study which is conducted through the agencies, the company, is to say that only less than 5% of the economy of this country is impacted. But what we are trying to do with this element ownership, we want to increase that so that at least in 10 years from now, we see 75% of the ownership of this economy in Serbia. And we were going to use this to use most of our institutions to measure that. If you put out the highlighting on here, I was talking on general principles of the measurement of the ownership. Again, I will talk about the composition of the sale of assets. And lastly, I will talk about the composition of the equity value for organization, which is also part of the ownership element. It looks like really that apply what I've been talking about in the background to say all of the things are here to increase the number of black people that manage, own, control, and supply financial assets. And this principle has been well researched again in the strategy to say that previously there has been a lot of challenges in black people and having ownership and control the productive assets for better reasons. We were trying to address that. We were trying to provide opportunities for them to be able to do that. And you will realize that as of now, since the courses in Brazil in February, there is a lot of behavior in the process of ensuring that the majority of black people, particularly our black women, are starting to get involved in the transitions which have been done in the new market for the time. And as a family, we are very excited to see that kind of behavior going forward. And we are very excited because we see a lot of broad-based business in that particular country, which is what we have been concluded in the market at this point in time. This slide really wants to outline some of the techniques we are going to use to measure the ownership of the black people in the economy. Here we're talking about voting hard, which in a very simple language, we're talking about the discrimination of black people in the company. We can measure the rights of black people that hold the shares in the company. And we're seeing in the main in terms of the compliance standards that if we want to see 5% of one vote of that particular number in black again. We believe that if that only 5% of one vote is black again, obviously there will be the decision-making capacity to be given to those black people to be taken in that particular number. That's not how well we're going to measure in terms of the amount of sales that black people are entitled in that particular number. Again, the most important issue here, or again, the issue of economic interest, which is the real economic play in here. You find that when things are concluded, some companies on the year-to-year, they will get dividends. So we have to make in terms of how much of that dividend are flowing to black people on a daily basis. So that economic interest on its own means that we are able to achieve that. As I said here, we are saying we want to measure the economic value that we have from black people to initiate in that particular number. Many times there were some things which were concluded, but when we started to interrogate those issues, we started trying to find out more information about the economic interest, about the real economic value. Level of black people, Anybody in this sentence, three, has 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 So that they contribute to one, come out of this and read it in your hand. Here we just apply some of the problems in terms of giving them guidance. What kind of problems do they need to do? We are trying that it should be a public problem or safe or public. Any private problem which can be then identified. Obviously, once it has been identified, we need to approach us and we engage in that problem. Once we have agreed in that particular problem, so that the Minister of State ends up to sign off on that agreement. And we're looking for an implement that program. Obviously, one which is already been announced earlier on the HP1, which is the commission of the army, to the training of the IT engineers, which is one of the best contributions of the community upon ensuring that this is not solution. And that will be the cost which we engage in with the HP and people for them to be able to so we are having to see a number of organizations also wanting to identify a number of problems that they can do with this culture. There is a lot of innovation coming from the market itself, and we are testing those kind of innovations to ensure that we can form the community. Yeah, again, here we just apply in terms of the knowledge of providing the engineers. The problems might be either apply in the form of enterprise creation and development, it might be in the form of sustainable growth and development, it might be in the form of accelerated empowerment of federal men and youth, and also it might be in the form of infrastructure investment between us from the working, the culture of society and government. All of these things which we are saying that if the imagination can provide a source, effect of this problem, obviously there will be a benefit to the mission based on the economic economy. That will be the biggest and again contribution to the economic environment. Principles again around the imagination, the economic impact of this problem must be aligned with the objectives of the economic environment act and the equity value of the problem is under the
value or 4% of revenue
takes care of the equity, the equivalent of the scorecard for a multinational? Or does the multinational only have to apply? I mean, you know, the scorecard is ownership management, equity, skills, performance, you know, those seven elements. Now, just explain to me simply that a multinational is operating here. Okay? It's owned by people abroad. And they want to be compliant. Now, are you saying to them, I mean, ownership is a problem, it's owned by people abroad. Management control will also be owned by people abroad, I mean, you know, multinational. Skills development, they can get points for, preferential procurement, enterprise development. But what do they comply with in practice? Do they comply with, you know, some or all? Because they can never really then get 100. Now you said the equity equivalent, which is worth 13 points. They can get the equity, they can get points, they get their full points if they give 27% or 4%, whatever the case may be. So they can never really comply, can they? Because they'll get 2 points for equity equivalent, but where are they going to fit in to the scorecard on management, maybe, but not on ownership? So I just don't understand that you could clarify this for me. I thank you.
So, would you want to give us a clear picture of that?
The first slide, bullet three. I'm not quite sure about this bullet three. The point is to practice against all entities which are led by self-employed and to comply with these rules. But at the same time, these entities are going to be the main beneficiaries. If they are called they accorded 100% the importance, we can just clarify the situation. And then my other question is very easy. I think it would be very easy for the stakeholders here to understand all these things. My question now is, when we talk about the stakeholders, the morals, the beliefs, the networks, who are not very familiar or, you know, rather to be a core. Say for instance, because they do understand the father chapter, they do understand this code. Then a group of women comes to them to come in, you know, to want to, you know, get into better with them. Obviously they will understand, but these others want, how do they make to understand, what do they do for them to be able to understand what is something that you would be able to understand from
them? Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Professor. I'm partially covered by I just want to know the amount or higher degrees of percentage. Are you going to give the rural areas? Because it's well poverty-like and the area has been neglected for almost many years. And every time when people are talking, it's a big circle, and we see nothing happen at the rural area. Are you...
Now, under ownership, the country is clean. Now, the country is then, as I said, that because there is no sell 25% to a local city partner, you have to do equity dividend with something to 25%. Hence, I'm saying that it's an equity equivalent. So, it's equivalent to ownership, selling ownership. That's exactly what it means with that. Now, if I tell something, they will say that, okay, we are adding to certain equity in South Africa, we will want to participate in an equity equivalent. Only in terms of ownership, only. Now, what they will do, we will advocate them according to the 25%. Now, what we said is that because under ownership, we set the minimum of 5%. Now, under the equity equivalent, we are saying that your contribution, financial contribution, should be equivalent to the 25% that another company would have sold to a local company. So that's why it's different. Now, once they do that, that 25% then translates to them being qualified for 20 points under the ownership element. Because equity equivalent is an element, it's one component of ownership. Therefore, we will apply that they will comply with the current law. Because if they put the full 25% contribution, then they will get the contribution for 20% of the total amount. Now, with regard to this, we gave them two options. You can either do a 25% contribution today, as of today, one box for the next 10 years. Now, where the company will be evaluated, we will look at what kind of methodology is used, what advantages is made, what is the future of command, and then we come to a day. But that is the downside, the kind of independent command that we should say we need to go to have a report. The danger of doing the command is coming to report. That's the point of the information to see whether the assumptions we made they are reasonable and the total value that has been estimated in terms of the transition of condition to the decay is reasonable. Now, again, as we said, that if you cannot do the 1.25% today, as much as now, you can do 4% over the next 10 years. So that is now you will take 4% of the total revenue of the company. Now, if you are HP, you will look at within a day how much revenue you make. And also, that total revenue will take 4% of the revenue and the contribution. And now you have to take that 4% every year for the next 10 years. And what we said is that you can look at the past experience to say that if in the past 2 years the student has had, my revenue is sitting at 51. Then you can average out and say my 4% is there. But even coupled with that, there will need to be that evaluation to get money. If the amount that you will see 4% of the salary is here, for example, and that's what you're going to do. And again, with the 4%, what we said is that if you look at that, this year you might make 51. Next year you might make 51. Which means that if you choose the 4% every year, it's going to fluctuate because if it's 50, it will increase more. If the other year is 50 or 45, it could be less. So, second, not a constraint. So, we gave them those two options. Well, that's a rational sum. For their to do the 5% contribution, we did mind for the rational sum to give them the total revenue that they need for the customer operation. Now, that is the issue of the 5% and 4%. So, it's either a choice which one you want to do. But, on the whole, I want to say that they are not exempted from doing all the other elements of the forecast. For management up until the community development, they have to comply. Just as any other provider that the commission will have to pay. If only on the ownership, when you say that they are expensive, in the sense that if they can't remotely, then they can participate in the EP. But if I say to the marginal town that is saying that I will fail, my business is generally a free to do that. Because, and there are companies that have a marginal town that are trying to demonstrate that they are willing to sell to the central chain for any kind of percentage that they feel comfortable with. So I think that the whole of now, and what is going to go through the calculation of the 25% and 4%.
Could I follow?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'll allow you to follow up directly and then give the answer.
Thank you. Can you please just explain, now is this EE equivalent? You know, they decided to do drink whatever they report to. Is that then the same as equivalent equity? on the forefront. You say that, you know, the contribution, the E contribution, equality equity. Well, I understand that it's short so much and so much, you know, X amount of money goes into employees. Where does that employee, is that employment equity the same as the third element of the scorecard? Or is that element of employment equity of the scorecard under the mission control different from the EE that they got to put in, you know? So you suddenly say you've got to increase the employment equity, which your 15 points is 43 to 80%. Now you've got to chuck in another 20. You know, I mean, then you're hitting. Where does this EE go to, as opposed to that employment equity? If you could just explain the difference.
Okay, thanks. You drop your mic.
What you're saying is that I have a equity program for one. As I said, it's a degree of ownership element only. But the rest of the elements, they will do. So if I'm not equity program in school, the same type of program, we also talk to these other elements, either increasing skill development or enterprise development. If I'm not to check on the other elements, can you say that they won't be able to publish me for people that will see? So they will only do equity equivalent and ownership element only, and they will get position gain. And then under management control, they will still have to do management control and meet the target that you are talking about. We were saying that under management control, you've got 10 points that you can get up 100, and the target is between 40 and 50. That's the target. Same as under employment equity. So if they fall here today, they will still have to go and fall under employment equity, whether they will be. Some of the people they have a top management, a middle management, at a lower level, and in terms of what is the vision, women, and all the things. So they need to comply with each element in the middle.
I understand that. What I'm just requiring is, so basically, under the scorecard for the 15 points of employment integrity, is combined with 43 to 80%. Now, in addition to that 43 to 80%, to comply with the ownership element, they've got it. In other words, it's almost like doubling employment equity.
Even if you can say, 4% of your, the 12 capital,
you know, you go to check into the blood type of one happy, doesn't it? Because you can't have your blood type of over 1 minute, and you have to do a 10 over 10, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. So 90 minutes or 30 minutes, you're fully checked, right? That means, other than I understand why you can do the revenue or choose to be a base, and not that the blood type to be a base. Do you understand, Jay? You will have a time to start in the blood cancer. Your blood cancer can be 1 minute. And you handle over 10 minutes, 10 minutes or 30 minutes, depends on the nature of the disease. So I don't understand why you say for 4%. 4% is the average of 4%, you know, you do the disease and not the blood cancer.
The 4%, you know, it's never that one who gets the key value. The thing is, 3% of payroll must be paid in trade
So right now it's been in that number of years. So based on whatever achievements, in terms of content that they will receive, then those people have a standard to look at their qualifications of them. And then we will translate it to level, which we have indicated from level 1 to level 8, based on the achievement of the training target of the standard. The other thing was raised by one of the members here was regarding the slide where we were talking about the code of traffic exempt all industries which are less than 35 million men or about comply with the abuse issues are going to be made in the future. What we are saying here, we identify a level wherein we want to exempt micro-enterprises. We realize that we don't want to put the business guidance to all the industries operating the economy for them to do a whole range of achieving all the enterprise development, all the terms of the forecast. So there is a lot of organization with the market. So at what level do we put this card on? If they do the enterprise, can then be exempted. We're talking about the micro enterprises, so they are engaging, we're talking about the one man show, like making. We don't want to put so many for
the one who is
so. We didn't want to do the one who is so. So that's the idea of the to find that we are right to the point that if we can exempt so much, if we can exempt things which have the same problem as the 5 million, then if it would have been done good for the enterprise, which are still wanting to grow, which are wanting access to markets, which are wanting access to finance. And what we're talking about as we do that in the future, we're talking about, for example, Anglo-American, what we are saying is that if Anglo-American is a company, they are going to embark on enterprise development program. They need to enterprise to develop those amazing micro-enterprises, which are extra-circulatory or invented. They need to identify companies which are related to their goals, which are located in a better time in the region. Enterprise development, give them access to market. In a lot of our procurement, you were saying to Angela Merkel, when you go and do the procurement aspect, ensure that you identify and you seek out companies which are located in a time region or in the threshold. And I think we can do it. Because the one thing we can see is that in your basket of procurement, you don't have invested microenterprises. And you provide a target for microenterprises which are located in that particular threshold. And we are saying that those are the beneficiaries of the code of good practice and the BD in general. They are given a larger scale of 100% BD compliance by being greater than they are. So if they do somebody which is like X, we look at the enterprise which are located in that structure, obviously they will have benefits because they are already in the compliance. That's the other one. Moving right along, what is the issue raised around the women who are located in the quality area in terms of how they need to be able to know about the code? Part of what we are doing as a department is to ensure that we provide information through our marketing and security strategy to all the provinces the communities in the immediate area. And we're doing that in all the learning languages to ensure that we create more and more different. We have already engaged with our colleagues from GPI and where we want to ensure that we provide this information at a very basic so that people can be able to understand and to understand where to which door to knock to ensure that if they want to engage in this community. And what we have done in terms of research around the economic development, we can make this work with CSI, we find that this is a publication which has been compiled on a year-to-year basis. In that publication, there is a number of about 200 companies in Africa which are engaging in the state. And in that, in the day, we find that we identify a number of small women-owned groupings which are located in the community around where we can be engaged in the future. What the code is doing is necessary to say that we want to see that behavior continue. We want to see more and more companies going out and identify their rural based communities and engage with them so that they can be beneficiaries of the beginning also we find that in our communication with the marketing strategy, we find that we interact a lot with the municipalities, which are located in the beginning of our project, and we demonstrate to them, these are some of the benefits which can be accrued by your grouping, by your women, which are community companies today. So there's a lot of engagement in terms of marketing and sharing that this information is well known in the market. And that has been going to be a work in progress for the data that we provide and guidance from there. So what are other questions in the investment areas in the market? What do you have done in your economic development? More analysis has been biased in the right areas to say, as the government, the practicality, identify the right areas, we need to see how much identifying how much which are located in a right area. So there's a lot of points which have been dedicated. If companies cannot achieve the entire other point, if they don't interact, if they don't report some of the resources to those local based initiatives. So that has been the area of sense of sharing that the community organizations from the community part.
Thank you very much, sir. The cheapest watch in the room says it's time and say the key is getting cold outside. So we'll adjourn for 15 minutes and come back. Thank you.
I'm not sure if you check the relax the
phone.
Aquí estoy en coco para mi
llave.
Ja, ek het man gebel, ek het boodskap op sy sê, ek kan nou my boodskap in die sê, misschien is dit sê. Good morning, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to go in the car and call my friend. I don't know how they are calling themselves white, the white South African. Or South African Chinese. You forgot to call them.
Don't tell South Africa. The media. Now, in introduction to this, the new report development in the Africa Code, I just have to let you know that in drafting these three actions of the code, we work very closely with the Department of Labor to ensure that we talk to the government in terms of what Department of Labor is trying to get out there into the market and what the code is actually saying. So there were no deviations in terms of how companies are actually reported. In terms of reporting to the Department of Labor on the Integrity Plan as well as the Restored Development Plan and reporting to our quality practices. So going forward, in terms of management control and what the code, what we actually look at here is management control. Management control basically measures the effects control by black people. Now we look at your board members at management control level. We look at executive directors. We also look at senior health management and other top management. Now we go to my next slide basically just shows you the distinction between senior top management and other top management. Now obviously the reasons for management control is we take targets out for board representation and executive involvement of black people on management control scorecard. So the other is too much mentality. Management control basically wants to see who has effective making decision making control in the company. And how do black people actually assist in the strategic decision-making level? And they can actually then show the way forward in terms of the company's direction the company's going to go in. Employment equity. We looked at employment equity in terms of the EEA9 schedule from the Department of Labor. That basically details the different levels that the management would actually fall into or the top employees would fall into in certain companies. Or in companies as well. So it started as a senior top management and it worked itself down to your unskilled laborers.
Now, what we had actually done was we had dug out using skilled and unskilled laborers out of the deforestation scorecard. The reason we did that was because we believe that currently black people are situated in those areas of semi-skilled and unskilled laborers. And we want to actually make sure that they graduate into the next level. So the Employment Equity Scorecard basically looks at senior management, middle management, and junior management at those levels. So the basic principle for Employment Equity is a situation of black people that are employed by companies at junior, middle, or senior management levels. We have, as I explained earlier, it's the existing legislation that is there's an alignment to the Employment Equity Act and the Skills Development Act. And it's allowing to acknowledge the active population counted as well, which is currently at 82.5% as per statistics South Africa. And what we've also taken into account is, in terms of looking at black employees in companies, the Department of Labor indicates that the companies have already started to do something. And we have to encourage this more fervently within companies to be able to do this. So we've put a minimum within the Employment Equity Scorecard. So, and I'm going to demonstrate that on my slide where it's slightly how it actually works. But what we're saying that is for companies to be able to score on the Employment Equity Scorecard, they have to have a sub-minimum of 40% prior to them actually even scoring 1 point on the scorecard. And I will demonstrate that on my later slide. This is basically just giving a distinction because the company structure is not all humanized. Everybody's hierarchy within a company is really different. We have some examples of distinctions between senior top management and upper top management. So when we look at senior top management, they are appointed by the board, and they are operationally involved in day-to-day management of the entity. They have individual responsibilities to overall and or financial management of the enterprise. They're actively involved in the development and implementation of enterprise strategies, including the overall strategy. The common examples would be your CEO, your COO, and your CFO. Other top management would also be appointed by the board, but they would be operationally involved in the day-to-day management of the entity. But they would have individual responsibility in particular areas of within the company. So, and they would also be actively involved in the development and implementation of the enterprise strategy, but it would be in selected areas where they are responsible in those particular areas. So possible examples would be your human resource directors, your marketing directors, your strategic directors, directors of the major enterprise, or other members of the executive committee. In terms of looking at this is the general generic scorecard. What we actually have in Germany is gone and it's not divided. So we haven't given you a physical scorecard where the specific points awarded to board members, executive directors, your senior top management and other top management. So we just say that on the scorecard, the management control only amounts to 10 points out of the scorecard. But the compliance coverage is between 40-50% of total management at that level, triple part of black people. And then obviously we've got obviously Employment Equity. The Employment Equity Scorecard is 15 points and it's between 43-80%. For the Employment Equity we have 10-year targets. So we have a 5-year target and then we have a 10-year target. Once again, we haven't given you the detailed scorecard, which then looks at individually at senior management, middle management, and junior management, as well as that on the scorecard itself. This is just a basic example as what I was explaining to you earlier in terms of 40% criteria. What we've also tried to do in the HR, the Human Resource Development Element of the Scorecard, we've actually utilized the parity principle, which talks about that at least 50% of black people that are in companies have to be black women in order for you to be awarded the 4 points. Now, as I'd like to demonstrate this particular example that I've got here, where I actually said that if a company has quality managers in each category, and only 40% of the target are black people, of which 50% are black women, the following is the result. So if we say out of 20 managers, 4 of them are black people, and 2 of them are black women, which would mean that that would amount to 70.2% of the actual compliance target of 43% at that level. which would then say that that they have met the minimum the requirement to be able to score up in that category. So when they're looking at the points that would be allocated, instead of the full 5 points, they would only be allocated 2 points of the scorecard. And then when we look at middle management, we are saying that out of the 50 middle managers, there are 8 that are black people, and out of which 4 are black women, which then totals to 25.2%, which is the sub-minimum of 40%. And they will then be awarded out of the 4.1.6 points on the scorecard. And under junior management, we have 20 junior managers, but the 40% there is 6 black people, which amounts to 27.2%, which is the sub-minimum, and they will be awarded 6 points on the scorecard, which then amounts to a total point of 5.2 out of the 13 points on the scorecard. So if I'm the skills development, it's basically we have, once again, we've aligned into the Skills Development Act. We've used the parity principle, which is the inclusion of black women, which encourages companies to promote within those companies. The measurement of skills development in companies using the learning program matrix as released by the Department of Labor. As I explained before, we've gone into detail with the Department of Labor in terms of what they are using in categorizing and how did they actually assess certain criteria within the course of the skills development. They use the learning program matrix to be able to say this is how a company should basically report on their skills development plan using this learning program matrix. So we've adopted that within the course. And then there's aligning the skills development initiative for both skills development act and broad-based economic empowerment. The scorecard ensures that all targeted beneficiaries of skills measures both skills spend and output to clearly from the outcome of skills development program. The next slide basically just shows you that the skills development only amounts to 15 points on the scorecard. Once again, it's classified in the monetary value as well as the number of employees. We are saying that if you think of it, your local payroll must be utilized on the skills development spend on black employees, at least on which 50% must be black women. Also, it must be at all times you have to have 5% of your local black employees on the learning program. Demonstrating that on the slide is basically saying that the code requires companies to spend 50% of local payroll on skills development. And then the salary requirement companies have at least 5% of the total black employees on training in using the learning program matrix. What I've done is basically just looked at two out of the criteria in terms of the learning program matrix and looked at category A, which is institution-based theoretical instruction alone, only assessed by an institution, which as your learning sites would be institutions such as universities and colleges, schools, or your advanced providers. And the learning achievement that should come out of that would be recognized theoretical knowledge resulting in the achievement of a degree, diploma, or certificate issued by an accredited or registered formal institution of learning. Or for example, an institution-based theoretical instruction as well as some practical learning within a school year, or in a simulated work environment formally assessed through the institution. That would be, for example, if you look at the multi-industry and you have your clients that actually come in as artisans, there's theoretical learning that actually have to go through as well as practical training, and that would then also be considered to be one of the types of programs that come under the learning program matrix and would be accredited utilizing your 50% global payroll. So institutions such as universities and colleges who are seen in school and your ABS providers at the workplace. And what should come out of that would be the theoretical knowledge and workplace experience with set requirements resulting in an achievement of a degree, diploma, or certificate issued by an accredited or registered formal institution of learning. And that is
thank you very much. Mr. Labrador is developed by the Prof. Jackson.
Thank you, Chair.
example, you say that in your example you've given of this, you come up with 5.2 points instead of 13. Is it now 13 or 15?
The other 15, but I didn't see that the people left the people in this amount of 2 points on the forecast. Because the 40% sub-minimum only applies to the three categories, which is your senior management, middle management, and junior management.
quiet in that way, that I am quickly.
You know, we have this problem currently in government for you, where as a result of the lack of skills, there's a huge number of vacancies all over every single department. Now, here in terms of this program, we focus on the private sector. Now, if the private sector doesn't know me, then a good black person highly still comes down to the heavens to be employed. Then you go ahead. I'm asking how does the sector speak of learning talent force to keep the position open in order to qualify for these things? How is this going to affect you? Because what they have, I can't recall the doctor, I read some time ago that some market threat analyst said that in the senior top management, it used to happen in the white sector, where they used to become black companies. They moved shortly from one company to the other company. Now, because of the employment equity, whites have settled because they're too scared to go to get another job. But it happens within the next decade that they keep on moving on an ongoing basis. So I just want to find out if somebody decides tomorrow, which is here or a good right, to move from company X to company B, and company X can't get the letter required.
I think I'm going to get into this conversation. But it's probably.
It's finished.
Within this program. Daniel da mit haben Dom am Start gemacht, aber sie sind nicht da mit einem der Welt. But I really want to find out what is happening. Second thing, I'll just stop there. I thought I'll keep quiet today, but this thing is worrying.
And you said it's a small question. There's nothing a legitimate question. Where does this take for the unexcused? Is it a political or any simple question? How do we tackle the issue of skills, enhancement, fostering skills?
Can we answer some of the questions in my future asking? In terms of the teaching centers, we are working very closely with trying to find from us with a valuable solution in terms of the teaching centers and the experience. So we are working on something in terms of that. I think that I can just clarify more little details. In terms of looking at implementation and skills development, although they go hand in hand, the one thing that we look at is remember that skills development in this context is for inclusion within companies. And to start off with. So and the inclusion equity, what we're trying to encourage the by making provision for senior management, middle management and junior management, we actually say that companies that have land employees in their companies need to graduate them from one level to the next to make sure they stay within and retain their staff type of thing. And also to skill them further. But as a skills development admin does not have that precedence where it only looks at senior managers and middle managers. It actually looks at the whole staff complement. So in an environment where you have actually workers, you would actually look at skills those actually workers at that particular level. Over and above that, what we've also trying to do is in the code perspective, the socioeconomic development elements of the code, as well as the equity improvement program that my colleague was talking about earlier. Basically says that incentives that companies get involved in should actually be to enhance the economy and strengthening. We are screening those that are unskilled, going into rural areas and creating opportunities for people in those underdeveloped rural areas. So those are the types of participating in those deeper types of programs which is the participation. So that is where you come into consideration when you look at your unskilled and your non-skilled people in the economy. That is where we would actually strongly look at it. So when we're looking at the focus within companies, we are looking at employees in companies, and that's the skills development element directly related to employees in companies. Also the issue around, the fact that you can't wait around for skills to be developed. The one thing that we're trying to encourage companies is to actually start up centers of excellence. Through obviously, methods of using the equity program, or also just starting them up to wanting to enhance the economy through socioeconomic development. And we're also saying to companies that maybe a certain type of skill that you find within your company, you should actually look at the university level and say, what are these people that are actually training there? Because the one thing that we find in a lot of the advertisements that come out now is that experience is required. How many people gain experience if they're not employed? So we say that when you're looking for somebody that is skilled at a particular level in your company or specialized skills, you should go to either your teaching company, your colleges and that sort of thing and find those people and then start grooming them to become a part of your company. So I think that is something that is trying to encourage the economy to actually do. And I understand that, remember the process of practices basically is obviously equity of government departments to undertake. So we as government have to also do exactly that, is kill the people that are current employees that we have and actually look at when we acquire the skills that are required in our departments. So I will hand over now to Moni to complete.
I think in general, when you look at the issue of skills and the change development in our country, it's not only a sort of limit of some
There's a real world, particularly in the private sector. While people were telling me why it was fine to be able to talk to things, whether they actually implemented in the manner that government wanted to implement it, public safety system. So we need to create some kind of a mechanism where you can monitor the threat aware of these factors. You take engineering for that matter, you develop someone in the engineering field. But after that person is qualified, it takes another 12 years before you can say that that person is totally skilled in a particular field. And that's the kind of reality that's out there, so we must be mindful about our kind of thing.
Thank you, Mr. Lavakati.
Yeah, I just want to know, this book list is now slightly out of date, so. What is the website for us today?
She's training my eyes to see which book is and I'm worried from her anger, it might be something from Playboy.
I'm not from Playboy. There's some elements arising out of our Greek workshop that has made this slightly out of date. Are you producing a new one? And until the new one comes, is the up-to-date stuff on your website and where on the website? Thank you.
Yes,
sir,
I actually read
the
and it can be obtained from the DPI website, which is the dpi.gov.za, and on the left-hand side of the memorandum, on the left-hand side, it's got a little screen that says GEE, a yellow screen, and the GEE, and if you click on the code of the practice, it should actually give you all the documentation that relates to the course of the practice. Right, and we also currently in the preparation of coming up with a very simplified official GLAM sheet, so we should actually, once that is completed and also some other individuals to be able to see
the
I think you kept that in your other boss for the night.
Thank you for cooking.
If there's no other further comment, obviously, by its very nature, the process that you are engaged in is ongoing. We can't have done everything and look at all the unintended consequences. So we just have to continue this process of interaction and then testing the veracity of our views on the public. So we look into the program and see when we can schedule public hearings, when stakeholders and the public at large have had the opportunity to look at the codes of good practice. So we stay in touch with the public and schedule the public hearings and take it up from there. Folks, I would like to thank all the presenters and the entire team from the department, and not forgetting the anchors of the corrupt. And all members, greatly appreciated that you always do the honor of meeting the commanders of this particular portfolio committee. I don't take it for granted. They are shared, you are always kind that they don't have members or they've got one or two. I can't be that correct. For one reason or the other, I'm blessed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm told that, are you folks interested in a sit-down lunch? For those who are interested, you'll be happy in the lounge. Yeah, in the yeah, so make sure they don't know the type of this type of people can.
No.
Yeah.
What's the
Yeah, I have to make copies. But I want to advise my people because this thing is wasting a lot of time, you know, of making copies. You can do this. It's a an overall problem. So we're making some of the rather consider that they don't have these guys sending stuff in emails, on emails, so that then it's easy for them to, for us, they are easy term, but I thought it doesn't look like they don't get to do, because they get all them. But how many of these come around? When you said that you will trust me, so when you record, you press the RA.